If you could establish a quorum.
Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards. Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. Scott, if you could have the explanation of public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening to the May 19th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. In your governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, providing the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. Whoop.
Okay, has the board had a chance to review the April 21st, 2021 meeting minutes?
I have reviewed, don't have any changes. I'd move to approve them in their current form.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Rick Persinger abstains.
Okay, well that passes. So we could move on to public hearings. Number 21-01V, variance for the Barry Wilson property. Scott, can you talk to us about that?
Oh. Okay.
I forgot.
Oh,
we need
yeah.
to swear in. If we could, please stand. If you're going to be speaking tonight, do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
Thank you.
Am I supposed to do that? Anyway?
I'll go through a little PowerPoint and staff report. So, case number 21-01B Vicki Wilson is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020 for an R1 density and dimension standard setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant seeking a 1-foot 7-inch east side property line setback, which is 5 feet 3 inches less than the required 7 feet, to allow for construction of an attached sunroom, 1-foot 7 inches from the east property line. As per the assessor's information, the subject's property is 100 by 231 irregular in size with an existing single-family home built in 1954. It is lot 27, located in River Lake Subdivision. The request, reasons for the variance request are there originally was an attached garage request, which had some water diversion runoff needed. But that since has been reduced to a single garage. It has moved to the west and won't require the setback. But the request for the attached sunroom is to cover over the existing slab where the sunroom will be built. It will go from our sliding glass door out to this room and cannot build the sunroom on the other side of the home as it is in the floodplain. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this request, one would be approval of a side setback, 1-foot 7 inches, for the ability to close in the patio area with a new structure. Two, a Taney County residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three would be compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So down Acacia Club Road, subject's lot is here. I think you guys heard a variance on one. It was right back in here last month. So we're just moving on down the road a little bit. And I'll go to Beacon and do a little bit of drawing. And our patio area is right back in here. And I think I've only got one picture of it. But as we're looking down the side, the original garage plan showed a new garage here with water diversion being built here. The line is skewed a little bit. It's back here by this tree, and then it angles up a little. This is the front view of the house. And there's our patio area. And I showed you before we started the meeting of the plan of adding a different size garage here, but then continuing to add the sunroom onto the back in that location. So the patio area is right in this area here. So as you see, whoops. But the floodplain layer in there pretty much eliminates. And I don't think that when I looked at the patio before, it's not going to get into the floodplain, but that's one thing I'll have to look at again. But the slope of the land on the back, it's more in that location right there. With that, I would let the applicant add anything that she wanted to add.
Okay.
So I think you got a picture of the sunroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, there's already a concrete pad there, and so I want to be able to just walk out the sliding glass door that's there and continue along where the house is, just continue a wall, and then the back wall to be able to see the lake and to be able to enjoy that, you know, whether it be winter or summer. There's a deck that it would connect to on the outside there. It would be, you know, it would be bring value to the home and something enjoyable.
Patio area is right here, where the hand is.
Yes.
That's the patio area.
Yeah. And so it would just come from the wall that's already there, just come out, and then come to this wall. So this concrete pad already there, just build a wall, and then have glass all right here and right here.
Has your patio ever flooded?
Has it ever flooded? I've only lived there since July.
Oh, so but not as far as you know.
What the neighbors have told me is, it, the only thing they know, it's came up to, I think you'd call it basement, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
That there's like a little room.
We did not do a substantial damage estimate on any of the past flooding for this home.
So there's been not.
No, there. Yeah. If there's any water getting in it, Bob or I would have had to do a substantial damage estimate.
Right.
Even if there's 2 inches.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been done on that home.
The way the neighbors say it's like, you know, in the worst of floods.
Where the sunroom's going, is it
on the floor? Yeah, where the sunroom is up above there. It's not even worth it.
Can you point to the area of the patio, existing patio right now?
It's right here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to extend that roof out?
Yes, and we're going to go like that.
How's that?
There'll be a roof that goes like this.
Okay.
It's going to be semi-flat.
A shed roof, I see. Oh, okay.
It would go like that.
All right.
It'll be in line with the existing side of your building, though, so it's not going to stick out any further than what your house already sticks out.
Exactly where the house already is, that's where it's going to be. So this will just be right where the house is. It's just going to come straight. It won't be any difference. And the same with this, it'll come right where that wall is.
Okay. How big is it?
What do we decide?
10 by...
Yeah.
I can see it.
Okay, 16.7
by whatever that is. 25 feet, I think.
Probably, yeah.
25.
I was actually kind of worried about the roof line.
23.
Well, how that's actually going to shed.
I don't want to shed the width in the house.
Right.
I mean, that's not our concern, I guess. But.
Right.
There's the back of the house. Mm-hmm. Here's the lake. So it comes right here with this wall, right here with this wall. And this was 23 foot 5. And I think that says 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 16 something. Yep. Looks like 18.6 by 17.
Okay.
About 18 by 17.
This is not our concern.
Not really. No. The only way I could see it is if it shed from where the where that gable, if you look up there, where that gable meets the existing roof.
Yeah.
If you could do a shed roof from there down to the if you could. I mean, I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, but
we had a sunroom manufacturer come.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that did the drawing. I don't know that I'll use them, but they did the drawing, and my husband was a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they decided, both of them, was to make the roof come this way. And it'll be, there's a soffit right here.
So coming up there and shedding this way.
Shed roof, yes.
And so it meets up with the edge of your soffit on there. Yeah, yes. Existing. So that's about the only way I could see it.
Yeah, keep from leaking in the house.
Right.
Right, that's what they are talking about.
Is it going to be guttered?
It would need to probably be, let's see, I'm looking at it this way. It would need to be gutted here.
Right.
But this would be a shed roof, so
yes.
I don't know.
Well, we just can't turn a lot of water onto the neighbor.
Right.
From
there. Right. So whatever would be needed, we could do.
What they've done from the front, the neighbors built up the drive, mm-hmm. so it's caused a pretty big runoff, and that concrete curb.